We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, I love that song. Love that song.
It means something to us, right?
And the simulcast is rolling. Take all the stations, Papa.
Every last one of them.
If you didn't like our show on one station, now we're on two. Like
you
right
love
now.
Us now, though.
Right now.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
if you didn't like the first hour and you were only listening on one station, listen to this hour on a different station. You'll like it. It's better.
Fall in the line. Let's fall in the line.
We're going to start the simulcast with Rob Pizzola, who's a professional sports gambler. But before we get to him, let's get some quick headlines from Alejandro Solana.
The Marlins will look to avoid getting swept or at least try to score more than one run today at Marlins Park. That game is actually going to begin in about 4 minutes. First pitch is at 3:05.
They have been outscored the last two games against the Dodgers, 24-2.
It's gonna swing.
I don't know. What else?
3:05 start. Okay. Dale. Tomorrow the Dolphins will play their second preseason game versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Kickoff is at 7:30 in Tampa Bay. Boogie Cousins sustained a knee injury in practice today. Multiple reports are confirming he suffered a torn ACL.
That is a bummer.
ESPN projects the Heat will be the sixth seed in the Eastern Conference this season, finishing with 43 wins on the year.
Okay.
And finally, in an episode of his podcast titled Hot Boxing with Mike Tyson, the former boxer said he and his co-host smoked $40,000 worth of weed a month.
Yeah, I saw that. Did you see that?
Impossible.
It's impossible, right?
Impossible.
You'd have to smoke weed 24 hours a day. And I don't even think then you'd go through 40 grand.
I don't know the price of weed, so I looked into it, and it's impossible. I break down the numbers later.
How do you
today.
Look into that? What else?
I have friends.
You have weather? You got a weather report there, Solana?
Weather is brought to you by Hialeah Park. Right now in Miami, it is 85 degrees and partly cloudy. Feels like 89. Wind is moving east-southeast at 7 miles per hour.
Thank you. The wind is moving where?
East. Southeast.
Okay.
Miles per hour, 58% humidity right now.
You flying a kite later on? you kiting later
yeah,
on?
Yeah, well, it sounds like the weather conditions would be appropriate.
There's some sailors that listen to us.
Okay.
Yeah, you can visit hialeahpark.com for more information.
All right, let's get to Rob Pizzola. He is a professional sports gambler. This hour, by the way, brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Rob Pizzola, if you haven't been listening to us for a while, he's a professional sports gambler. He does not pay us to come on. We don't pay him to come on. He doesn't have anything to sell you anyway, but you can follow him on Twitter at Rob Pizzola. He is based in the great nation of Canada. He has told us he absolutely will bet NFL preseason games if he can find an edge. His CFL bets, by the way, speaking of Canada, have been fire. He is 4-0 on CFL picks on this show for this CFL season. I think he's given us one game every week the last four appearances. He is 4-0 last week. He wasn't on the air with us, but we shared with everybody his pick, British Columbia Lions, +10. It was another winner, and he is here right now. Hello, Rob.
Hello, Mark.
How are things in Canada?
They're good. I mean, weather's nice. I've been golfing a little bit, so that's been a plus for me, and football's right around the corner. So, yeah, I mean, it's one of my favorite times of year, for sure.
You gamble on the golf course, I'm imagining?
I do. I play a game called Wolf, which is a pretty good gambling game if you're out there with a foursome. It gets pretty fun because it's a sort of like a partner-type game, and you switch up your teams every hole. So it's highly recommended for me. But, yes, I do enjoy gambling when I'm on the course.
All right, we've got NFL preseason football tonight. Now, what do you think has a bigger gambling market, NFL preseason or CFL regular season?
Oh, for sure it's NFL preseason. I would actually say that NFL preseason has a bigger gambling market than the Grey Cup, which is the CFL
really?
Championship.
Man.
I do believe that. I mean, people are itching to bet football at this time of year. College football right around the corner, obviously. But as soon as NFL comes back, people are really in tune with it. And the CFL just doesn't have much of a market abroad outside of Canada. I know that they tried that expansion into the U.S. a couple decades ago, and it just didn't really work out. So there's not a huge market outside of Canada there. It's NFL preseason dwarfs it.
Is there a huge market for CFL football inside Canada?
Not particularly in the big. So I'm in Toronto, and I would say it's the worst market of all the CFL markets in Canada. But when you go to Western Canada, for sure, it's huge over there. They are very, very passionate about their football, but not so much on the East Coast.
All right, let's try to win some money. So there's some NFL preseason games tonight. The nationally televised game is the Cardinals hosting the Raiders. It's on ESPN at 8 o'clock. And this one is very interesting to me because Kyler Murray, obviously, for Arizona, and the Raiders are on Hard Knocks. So anytime the team's on Hard Knocks, you start to get to know the characters. And even if they weren't on Hard Knocks with John Gruden and Antonio Brown, like there's some drama there. So I think a lot of people are going to be watching that game tonight. The line right now is the Arizona Cardinals -3. Do you like a side on that?
So I will say that there's been some money coming in on Oakland this afternoon. So Arizona's now down to a 1-point favorite.
Really?
I would agree with the money. Now, this is not a game that I personally bet. I would not advocate betting Oakland at this point. But a couple notes on preseason. We talked about this before. I think where you'll find your edge is obviously with quarterback play. So this is week two of the preseason. You're not going to see the starting quarterbacks for both teams all that long, probably one or two series at most for most of these teams. So you got to start looking into the backups, particularly the backup quarterback. This is when we typically see them play the most in the preseason. And then on top of that, you're going to want to look at coaches, because some coaches care about preseason. Some coaches, they just don't care whatsoever about preseason. Some of them run all sorts of, they don't want to expose their playbook so that other teams have a chance to see that before the regular season. Some coaches, like John Harbaugh, for example, they run preseason games like they are regular season games. So those are the two things to keep an eye on. And the problem for me is Cliff Kingsbury, one of the coaches here in this game, we don't really have much of a sample size on whether he cares about preseason or not. John Gruden, we know. So, I mean, I don't like getting involved in games where there's a little bit of uncertainty. I look at the backup quarterbacks for each team. We have Brett Hundley and we have Mike Glennon. Personally, I give an advantage to Mike Glennon over Brett Hundley, so that's an advantage to Oakland. I can see why money has come in on the Oakland Raiders, but for me, again, I just don't like getting involved on games where there's too much guesswork involved, and I feel like that's one of those games tonight.
Okay. Well, let's look at tomorrow night's Dolphins game for a second here. They play in Tampa. They've had joint practices this week. Right now, Tampa Bay Buccaneers are 3.5-point favorites over the Dolphins.
I like the Dolphins. So, I mean, I don't know what Brian Flores' mentality is going to be on these preseason games, but regardless, they're in a position here where they're going to have a solid backup playing the majority of the game. Now, I don't know if it's Ryan Fitzpatrick starting the game or Josh Rosen starting the game tomorrow, but regardless, one of those guys is going to be the backup and is going to see a lot of action. And when you put that up against who the Bucs are throwing out there, which is going to be Blaine Gabbert as their backup quarterback, I've never been high on Blaine Gabbert. I think he stinks. And Bruce Arians is their head coach, who has never really cared much for preseason games. I don't really see why the Dolphins should be 3.5-point underdogs in this game, so I do like Miami in that game.
Okay, what about the over-under? It's set at 43.
Yeah, I mean, typically, we're starting to see the numbers creep up a little bit more as preseason goes on. I've never been a fan of betting totals in preseason. It's already tough enough to pick a side, but totals for me is just a stay away in preseason.
Okay. Rob Pizzola, he is a professional sports gambler. Miami Hurricanes, they open the college football season August 24th, and now we know that the Canes quarterback is going to be Jaren Williams. We had not known that. I still see the line as Gators -7. Have your thoughts on this game changed at all, knowing that UM's going to start Jaren Williams?
They haven't for me, because I like Miami regardless of who is going to start at quarterback. I mean, for me, the biggest issue in this game for Florida is going to be the turnover on their offensive line. So they lost 4 of their 5 offensive line starters. And, they might recover from that. They've replaced them with some talent, but you tend to see them recover as the season goes on. I think Florida out of the gate might struggle for the first 1 or 2 weeks of the season because of that turnover. So that's the reason I like Miami. You know, it's not really the quarterback position. it's hard for me to compare the Miami quarterbacks, and this is just a problem when you're handicapping college football in general. You have such a small sample size on everyone. I've personally never seen much of Jaren Williams. I've never seen him throw a football before, so I don't even know what I'm handicapping in terms of that. So it kind of removed myself from the equation there. Again, week one, lots of guesswork, but Miami, to me, lots of returning starters, lots of talent, big mismatch with their D-line against Florida's O-line. I think 7 points is too much in week one.
Rob, with all these kickoff classics now, speaking of Florida and UM, they're in Orlando. Is there any points given for who's closer to home or anything like that when you're at a neutral site?
Yeah, you always have to factor that into the equation. Neutral site games, I mean, it's hard. So most people just treat neutral site games as if they are that. A neutral site game where no team is going to get home field advantage. There are some studies that show that, you know, the proximity of travel does matter. So we see that a lot of times in bowl games where, yeah, two teams are playing a bowl game at a neutral site, but that site is much closer to one of the two teams than the other. So you know you're going to get a lot more fans from one team than the other. So that has to be factored into the equation. It's not an exact science per se. There's many, many different ways you can do it. And I probably do it very differently from the way that some other college football handicappers would do it. But for this particular game, I do consider it a true neutral game.
Let's handicap this, Crowder. Do you think Rob Pizzola has ever eaten a hot dog out of the fridge without warming it up first or cooking it or whatnot? Yes or no? If you had to gamble on this?
No chance. The mortgage.
No chance. You would bet the mortgage on this.
Open the plastic and eat a hot dog?
Rob Pizzola, have you ever eaten a hot dog out of the fridge without, I don't want to say cooking it because they come cooked in the package. We have learned this. But have you ever eaten a hot dog just straight out of the fridge?
I actually can't even believe I'm being asked this question. Like, I didn't know that this was a thing that people actually.
We found this out. We found this out yesterday, and this is a thing. A ton of people do this.
Yeah, I know hot dogs are pre-cooked. I do understand that. I have never not boiled a hot dog. Let me just put it that way, or grilled a hot dog. I've always cooked one. I can't imagine. I mean, I'm actually shocked that people do this, but I mean, it kind of does make sense. They are pre-cooked, but just the thought of it to me is extremely gross. No, it's not something.
Yeah, people
I would,
people
I
say
do.
It's like eating a slice of bologna out of the fridge.
Well, that's I guess. I mean, it makes logical sense. I think maybe it's more of just a mental trigger that I have with the thought of eating a hot dog like that, just because I've always cooked them, but. No, that's going to be a hard pass for me.
Yeah, me too. Solana doesn't even chew them. Anyway, Rob Pizzola, he is too easy.
What?
Yeah, no, anyway, I can't even believe I did that.
What happened?
Three random picks now through Sunday. This is where Pizzola brings it strong. Bring it for us.
Okay, football season is upon us now, so I'm going to give out three football plays. We're going to start with NFL tonight, so I brought up with Sean Harbaugh.
Wait, what happened there? Because you cut it. That happened when you were picking the Dolphins, too, where it cut out for a second. So who do you have tonight?
Okay, let's restart. Baltimore and Green Bay tonight. John Harbaugh has coached 46 games, preseason games, in his career. His team is 34-12 in those 46 games. He cares a lot about the preseason. That's a 74% win rate. He treats these games like the regular season games. That's who I want to bet on when I'm betting preseason. When I look at the backup quarterback for the Ravens, Robert Griffin III, not outstanding, but certainly capable. He's very similar in style to Lamar Jackson, their starting quarterback. The offense can run a lot of the same plays when he's under center. And when you look at the quarterbacks not named Aaron Rodgers on the Packers, well, you have Deshaun Kizer, you have Tim Boyle, who's an undrafted 24-year-old out of Eastern Kentucky. You have Manny Wilkins, who's undrafted out of Arizona State. So I think there's a big edge at quarterback for the Ravens, a big edge in the coaching department in terms of the motivation for this game. I know it's a 3.5-point favorite in preseason, but I do like Baltimore tonight against Green Bay.
Okay, Ravens tonight. What else?
Okay, Saturday CFL. Now,
yeah.
I'm going to... Yeah, I can already hear the excitement. So I'm going to preface this by saying...
Bet the mortgage.
I don't love any CFL games this week.
Except this one.
Nope, I feel pressured to give out a CFL play just because they've been going so well.
Yes.
So this is my favorite of the bunch. I did bet 5 bets in the CFL this week, but they're all small plays. So I'm just going to let people know there. You know, I'm 4-0 this season on the show, but don't go nuts, please. Just don't go nuts. Ottawa Redblacks, hosting the Hamilton Tiger Cats on Saturday. Hamilton favored about 2.5 points on the road. I'm not sure why they're favored, to be honest. They lost their starting quarterback 3 weeks ago, Jeremiah Masoli. He went down. They've looked less than impressive since then. They lost on the road against Saskatchewan. That was a game where the scoreline looks much closer than it actually was. Last week, they needed a miracle comeback at home to beat BC. That was the game that we were on BC there. I think the downgrade from Masoli to their current quarterback, Dane Evans, is massive, way bigger than people understand. So I'm going to take the Ottawa Red Blacks. I'm not even going to take the points. I'm just going to bet them on the money line as an underdog at home. Plus 120 on Saturday.
We like that. And the third random pick, Rob.
Okay, this one's going to be a future for college football. It's one that I like quite a bit. I like the Texas Longhorns under 9 wins this season. And you can get that at plus money. It's about plus 100 right now. I think this is the most overhyped and overvalued college football team that I remember in a long time. In just about every media poll, they're in the top 10 right now. I don't even have them in my top 25 going into this season. Last year, they allowed opponents to get 5.6 yards per play. They only gained 5.5 yards per play. That's a negative yardage differential. They went 10-4, yes, but they were 7-3 in one-score games. That's a lot of luck. Over time, you would expect that to regress down to 50-50. But particularly why I don't like Texas this year, they lost both of their starting cornerbacks this year, and they play in the Big 12, where there are some good offenses and tough teams to defend. I don't like their defense at all this year relative to last year. I think this is a team that potentially wins 7 or 8 games. I don't see them getting 9 or 10. I think this is a way overhyped team. So I like Texas Longhorns under 9 wins this year.
Rob Bisola is a professional sports gambler, does not pay us to come on the show. We don't pay him to come on the show. We always just enjoy the conversation. He likes the Dolphins tomorrow night, plus 3.5. He likes the Hurricanes still in the Gators-Hurricanes game, although we'll talk about that again as we get closer. And he likes the Ravens tonight, giving the points in the CFL. Bet the mortgage on Ottawa money line against Hamilton on Saturday night. No, take it easy. And college football under, Texas Longhorns under 9 wins for the season. Thank you, Rob.
All right, thanks, guys. Enjoy the games this week.
He has been on fire.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.